Donald Trump's powers have been much scrutinised in the United States today. First, constitutional experts have challenged his claim that he can strip away the right of citizenship long conferred on babies born on US soil to immigrant parents. But also under the microscope is the power of his words. On the day he visited Pittsburgh, scene of last weekend's anti-Semitic killings at a synagogue, questions are being asked about whether his rhetoric has incited others to act violently and with hatred. Nick Grimm has this report.
This will be an election of Kavanaugh, the caravan, law and order, and common sense. That's
what recurring themes at Donald Trump's appearances at Republican rallies.
The Democrats will also destroy health care by giving free health care to illegal immigrants and much more than that.
And as the US midterm elections approach, so too does the caravan of would-be migrants making its way through Mexico towards the United States. Donald Trump says there are criminals and terrorists among them, but this man from El Salvador denies that claim. I want to say to President Trump that it's not like that, he says. We're educated people. We're not bad people. We have dreams. We have goals to fulfill. Even so, the president is boosting troop numbers along the border, heightening expectations that a confrontation awaits, though what scope the military would have to act on American soil remains unclear.
I'm on the ballot, so please go out and vote. Go out and vote.
But with immigration helping to galvanise his supporters ahead of the midterms, what Donald Trump is more certain about is what he wants to do to the babies of migrants born on US soil. Strip them of their automatic right to U.S. citizenship.
You can definitely do it with an act of Congress, but now they're saying I can do it just with an executive order. Now, how ridiculous. We're the only country in the world where a person comes in, has a baby, and the baby is essentially a citizen of the United States for 85 years with all of those benefits.
That's an idea already dismissed by some of those within the president's own party. Paul Ryan is the Republican House Speaker.
Well, you obviously cannot do that. You cannot end birthright citizenship with an executive order. We didn't like it when Obama tried changing immigration laws via executive action, and obviously as conservatives, we believe in the Constitution.
And others also argue that the president has misunderstood his powers. Sarah Turberville is the director of the U.S. think tank The Constitution Project, an organization that seeks to safeguard America's constitutional rights and liberties.
There's a great deal of authority, but what the president cannot do is by executive fiat strip away rights that are found in the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. He is not a king.
The outcry over that issue came ahead of a moment of silent reflection for the US President and the First Lady as they visited the synagogue where 11 people died this week in a senseless act of violence, making the journey no less difficult. The fact that Donald Trump had not been welcomed by the state of Pennsylvania's Democratic governor, nor the Democratic mayor of Pittsburgh itself. Some Jewish groups had also said they didn't want the presidential visit to go ahead. Others, though, were pleased to see their president in the city.
If he didn't come, they would also have something to say. He didn't have the decency to come. It's a difficult... I wouldn't even walk into that because of the bloodshed that was in there. But he's a very brave man.
But peaceful protests still greeted Donald Trump from those who believe his rhetoric has inflamed tensions and deeply divided America. Some Americans have questioned whether the president's language amounts to incitement to those who would commit crimes of hatred and violence.
He is no fool, and he knows how to use language, and he has not yet crossed the line of incitement to violence.
Richard Wilson is a professor of law and anthropology at the University of Connecticut. He argues the president can't be accused of incitement, in the legal sense at least.
None of what President Trump has said is legally suppressible. That is, he has not committed the criminal act of incitement because of the First Amendment standards, which grant great protections for freedom of speech.
So where does the line lie between what's defined as a legal culpability and a moral culpability?
Well, that's an important distinction. He has been playing with fire for 2 years now. His rallies are thick with intimidation and threat. He threatens journalists. He calls them enemies of the people. He encourages his supporters to physically attack protesters and assault them at his rallies. He says he'll pay their legal fees. These elements have now come to a head and contributed to a spate of hate crimes that we've seen in the past week. So these are the chickens coming home to roost, the chickens of hatred and bigotry, let's say.
That report from our reporter Nick Grimm.